Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Clap. That's me just clapping myself.
Morning. How are you? Thanks.
It's Charlie Craggs on today's episode. It's Homo Sapiens. That's the podcast you're listening to. Charlie is, first things first, hilarious. Charlie's an actress. She's an activist. She's come up with brilliant campaigns such as Nail Transphobia and Charlie's Self-Defense Angels. Both brilliant, very quiet, very clever little bits of activism. I love Charlie. I love what she's doing. And I love what she's doing in the space of activism. Some of the stuff she does, we talk about this, is quite eyebrow raising, but she has a very good answer for me as to why I'm being a prude. But we really get into it, and her story is incredible, and she is an extraordinary person. She's a trans woman. Charlie has recently been having trouble because she's moved and she hasn't been able to get hormones and has been in a really, really difficult situation trying to get it sorted. And she has sort of gone about trying to get it sorted in a very Charlie way. She's an original mind, and I am very, very fond of her. So this is a great chat. But before we do that, we had our Culture Club episode with Elliot Page earlier this week and Amir Al-Kadi for Layla, opening night film. So that's all been on. Leighton Williams was on last week. We had lots of lovely messages. Millie said, loved this interview. Thank you for asking interesting questions. Oh, gosh. Well, no worries, Millie. I mean, we just had a gas. Super podcast, said Breeder. Love, love, Leighton. Norman said, my new favourite podcast. Loved it. Listening to all your back episodes. So nice to have a relatable pod. Gay, funny, and just excellent, really. Norman, you are very, very kind. Thank you so much for saying that. You know what? We here at Homo Sapiens Tao, we aim to please. Speaking of which, let's go talk to the very pleasing Charlie Craggs. Now, there's a trigger warning here. This episode does discuss themes of suicide and rape. If you have been affected by any of the themes discussed in this episode, we have left some resources in the episode description. Here's our chat with Charlie.
You're so
Charlie,
handsome.
Stop, you know, really, it. It's really the lighting. Thank you. That's very kind of you. As are you. Absolutely gorgeous. So, and looking
say handsome. You look like a man, Charlie. First question.
I'm not just one of those people on your Instagram who you managed to call out, which I love.
You can be if you want. Oh, well, if you ask the wrong question. No,
I'm always on your Instagram, I have to say. I'm a massive fan. Like, aww. I absolutely love what you do.
And I'm glad someone still is after the last week.
So what have you done in the last week, Charlie?
What haven't I done? I mean, a Daily Mail article came out about me, really? 2 days ago because I had the cheek to not be prescribed my hormones by my GP. And yes. God forbid I spoke out about it, and only on stories. And apparently the Daily Mail watched my stories. So it was an exclusive transsexual influencer. Charlie Craggs takes the Grinch. They literally put in quotes, the Grinch of the trans, like, cause I've said that about myself.
And oh, right.
Like, she calls herself the Grinch of the trans community, and she's going to take down healthcare for everyone because she can't get in. And I'm like, true. I'm like, yeah, but I pay a lot of tax. If I'm not getting it, you're not getting it.
I've semi-locked myself out of social media this week. So you're going to have to catch me up. Because last time I was on social media, you told Rishi Sunak to die, I think.
Correction, I said kill himself.
Kill himself, sorry.
Yeah. and I stand by it.
Things have still progressed from there. I did see what was going on with the doctor. I think you deal with things amazingly. But me also, I'm sorry it's happening and it's shit.
It's crazy that they can spin it into like these evil trans people, like poor GP. And it's like, poor me, I've been on hormones for 10 years and all of a sudden been told like no reason other than they're like, we don't want to deal with this. Like they have a right to say that, which is crazy to me. So I'm going to start campaigning around this because
brilliant.
It's the GIC, the Gender Identity Clinic, which is an NHS institution which trans people get sent to. And we have to wait 5 years pretty much these days for an appointment. And I did my time waiting. I did my time jumping through the hoops for them, the NHS, to prescribe me my hormones. And there's letters saying it. And I brought them all to my GP saying, hi, you just need to do what the GIC are saying, because they were kicking up a fuss. And I was like, it literally just says it here. Please prescribe her 6 milligrams of this. If you want to do a blood test, this is how you do it. And they're like, we don't know how to do this. We've never dealt with a tranny before. And it's like, okay, girl, well, in your glorious 7 years of medical school, did you not learn how to read? Because it's literally two sentences, miss thing.
Just to explain for anyone who doesn't know, you recently moved and you just basically went to your new GP to pick up your hormones, which you've been having for 10 years. Yeah. And they said they're not going to give them to you.
Yeah, literally. It shouldn't be a problem going to a new GP. Like, it's a UK thing that trans people in this country are given healthcare the same way everyone else is. We pay our taxes. It's a prescription, just like you get your prescription for whatever you get. Mm. Everything else, by the way, because people love to play the taxpayer shouldn't pay for this. Baby, you've not paid for any of this. This. Everything's been done and you didn't pay for any of it. I've paid for everything else myself. The only thing I've ever gotten from the NHS is my prescription, which just like everyone else, I'm entitled to. I don't see why I shouldn't be. I pay my taxes, like I said. Anyway, I went to my GP, not expecting to have a situation. So she was reading my notes because I was like, oh, I just come to repeat, get my repeat prescription that I've been on for 10 years now. I've jumped through all the NHS hoops. She was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable doing this. I'm like, okay, let me start recording. Beep. So she's like, she was reading my notes and the only thing she said out loud, and this is what I was like, okay, this is what it is. She was reading like pages of notes and the only word she said out loud was, still has male genitalia. And I was like, okay, Miss Thing, like, first of all, I could have told you that, but also like, why was that the sentence out of like pages and hundreds of, not even hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of words, and that was the few you felt the need to say out loud? And I was just like, what are you doing, Miss Thing? Like, don't, when you look like more of a man than me, Miss Things. Anyway, so then after that, I went outside to the receptionist. I said, just a flag. I've got a feeling I'm going to have a drama on my hand with this GP prescribing my hormones. So I just want to flag that I don't want to have to see her again and just have it logged that I've come on this day asking for my prescription because I've got a feeling. Anyway, I was right. She said, I'll be in touch in 2 days. 2 days passed, not in touch. I give it a week because I know the GPs are very busy. Bear in mind, and if anyone's trying to say I am mean to the NHS, my mum's worked for the NHS. I obviously love the NHS. It's ridiculous I should even have to say that. But anyway, point being, I gave them a week. I chased in a week. They put it on her like task list and they put it as urgent that she has to deal with this. She doesn't deal with it. I call back in another week. Bear in mind, this whole time, like, they know I've ran out of my hormones. So, like, my hair's going to be falling out, literally. Like, I've paid tens of thousands of pounds for this hairline. And then 3 weeks passed and I've still not even heard back. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous now. Why am I doing all the chasing as well? Like, I've not even been told what's happening. I asked for an appointment with another GP, which I'm entitled to. I'm told no, but the head GP is going to give you a call. She calls me and basically, like, they're going to send me back to the GIC, who I went to 10 years ago. And I had to wait, like, years and years for an appointment for. And I'm like, this is not how it works. And she's like, actually, I think you're fine. We have a right if we don't feel competent, like, if we don't feel we understand that we don't have to, like, help you, serve you, whatever. And I just think that's absolutely insane because it's like, well, if you've never met a diabetic person, like, you just go on Google, darling. You have a little look on your, whatever GP handbook you have, I don't know, and you just look at what you're supposed to do and you do it. I don't understand. So like, I'm gonna have to start campaigning around this, because when I've posted about it, hundreds, not even exaggerating, of trans people have said same things happening to me, and I can't believe it. This is wild, because obviously I understand, I've heard a million times the story, and it's sad that we're desensitized to it, but about like not being on hormones because of the 5-year waiting time for a GIC appointment. So I knew all that, but I didn't realize once you've jumped through the hoops, like I have 10 years ago, that they can still be like, actually, we don't want to give you these anymore. Sorry. And it's like, okay.
It's that reversal, isn't it, that's going on? That is the fear mongering that is going on around media like Daily Mail means that these doctors are suddenly terrified. Like, It didn't used to be like this.
Having been at the forefront in this country campaigning around trans issues, I've been doing what I do in the media. I ran a campaign called Nail Transphobia, which I've been running for over 10 years now, and been doing media stuff around trans rights. And to have seen the shift from being something that there's ignorance around, like people just don't understand it. Now there's like, it's not even ignorance, it's like a genuine hate. It's not I don't understand you, but it's like I don't want to understand you. And I do think the media and government have a part to play in the fact that they've politicized our identities to the point where like people are so almost scared of us because they think we're the sort of people that if you misgender us, we're going to take you to court or something. I get misgendered all day, every day. I don't even correct people most times because I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered. And also, I know they don't often mean it maliciously. It's just, it's sad. Like the GP, when she was speaking to me, you could tell she'd never spoke to a trans person before. She was like, I don't want to offend you. And I'm not thinking, I'm not offended. Like we've been painted in such a way that these left people are so fragile. You can say like, I'm trans, like I'm not offended.
I don't know if you've seen those memes about trans, lefty, snowflakey people like are so fragile. And yet it's always like the right wing maniacs who are like, they're drinking the wrong kind of beer. And it's like, what? Hang on, that's pretty fragile.
Kind of water. Makes you gay.
You are really funny, but we're talking about really, really terrible things. You know what I mean? When I'm on your Instagram, I'm laughing because you're being funny, but it's also like, this is really bad. And I'm wondering how you're feeling right now.
I think something queer people specifically, this is why we are the funniest people, I'm saying it. Like, it's because of the trauma. It's just trauma. So like if you don't laugh, you will cry, or you won't even be alive to cry, because like if I felt the feelings that I'm like should be feeling, like most other people would. Because bear in mind, when I went to my GP over 10 years ago and said that I'm trans and I'm suicidal and I need some help, he literally told me to leave his office. He was like, this isn't a thing, we don't do this on the NHS. I was like a little 20-year-old. Imagine I'd listened to him like, oh, they don't do this, mum, because my mum was one telling me go. And imagine I came home and was like, oh no, they don't, we don't do trans on the NHS in this country. That was in my darkest moment, and I'd already had a million dark moments up until then. Like I literally was on the brink of suicide, and I think I've just got to the point where I'm like, I can't feel sad anymore because I literally won't function. Even aside from trans stuff, and I think this is what people forget as well, is like trans people are just people. We, like, my best friend was killed in Grenfell. I'm still grieving her every single day. I'm broken. My dad's an alcoholic and not functioning either. Like, I'm trying to get him into rehab. I don't know, just that I could say a million zillion things that I've got trauma, and I've been raped twice. This is all trauma outside of being trans. And I think people forget, especially the people who hate us, they think we're just there to argue with them and come onto Piers Morgan's show and say whether we should be getting fucking human rights, when it's like, I'm just literally struggling to get out of bed every day. Like, I just want to exist and have a quiet life like anyone else and just live. I think the humor comes from, it's a coping mechanism. If I think about this properly, that I'm now living in a remote area where no one is going to see me at that surgery. So essentially, you've got to find somewhere else. So I'm like, fuck, I'm living in a village. I had to go into town, to the nearest town, to find that. I've now go to the next town over to try and beg them to give me my medication, which I'm entitled to. So like, if I really think about that for a second and think about for the fact that I've been on hormones for 3 weeks now, and I literally had to beg my followers, like people less well off than me, for any spares they have, like people who have like stopped taking certain medications now, and luckily I've got some. But the fact that I, like one of the biggest people in the trans community in the UK, had to beg followers for medication so that my hair doesn't fall out, is insane to me. In a country with free healthcare, where the Daily Mail comments were like, we should be paying for this, it's like, you're fucking not paying for it. The humor comes from almost like a disassociation, and I have to put a funny spin on it, because again, even with the Daily Mail article, where they're like, Charlie Craggs, who threatened her GP by saying she has a Wikipedia page, and they put in quotes, she said, I'm Charlie Craggs, I have a Wikipedia page. And I'm like, I could be so upset by that they've painted me like this, or I could own it and make a show called I Have a Wikipedia Page, coming out soon. I'm gonna be making merch. And the thing is, you've got to find some humor in it and laugh it, otherwise it will break you. And I'm not gonna be broken, because I'm broken already.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your activism, for want of a better description, do you like the term activist?
I'm fine with it. Mm. I think I come from an age of people where that conversation, is it the right term, wasn't a conversation we're having because we were just clambering. When I started Nail Transphobia, which, bit context, it's a campaign I run where I travel around the UK with a pop-up nail salon offering the public free manicures, and they get to sit down and have a chat with a trans person.
So it's always a trans person who gives the manicure.
It's usually me, but then once I got bigger, I started being able to employ other girls to do it, or trans people, non-binary people even, different kind of intersections, so that people are getting different types of conversations. And so cool. I know, right? I'm so proud of that. So when I started the campaign, it was literally about explaining what trans was, because people would come and sit down and be like, so what's trans? The general public's understanding of trans stuff back in 2012-13 was so limited, and understandably so, because there was just zero media representation. This is pre-Laverne Cox, when she got her time covering Orange Is New Black. Obviously she was doing stuff, but like minor. It was a different time. I think there's a lot of like kind of like a squabbling over the small stuff now, when the people who've been in the game for a while have the bigger stuff in mind.
When you were doing those manicures, what was it like to talk to people and explain? Was it generally a positive experience?
Yeah, mostly. Like most people, and that's the thing that I think is promising, is that when you're like looking on Twitter, in the media, even to do stuff with government, it would feel that like the majority is against you. But when you're actually like on the ground, most people haven't got a problem with trans people, which is crazy that the media are allowed to twist it like this. And if you think about it, the people who take the energy to log into Twitter, write a tweet, or even people who write reviews on like Google or whatever, you're either really, really angry or maybe really, really happy. But like people who are neutral won't bother writing. So you got to remember that most people don't hate trans people. And I'd say most people are just like neutral to the point where they don't care either way. I think that's what gives me hope, because honestly, if I hadn't had that background, with even the amount of shit I get on Instagram, I would think most people hate me. Like, you don't want to leave your house then. Like, you don't even want to live, because you're like, what's the point in living? Like, everyone fucking hates me. I'm the bottom of the social food chain. Like,
it's not true. And I think it's really interesting that people don't analyze the news they're getting. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, maybe I'm being given a take that is trying to fire me up so that I keep clicking and therefore I see more ads for DFS. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a way that people think, because why should they?
And maybe the people trying to make you make that take are friends with the people who are trying to clamber votes together because they're scared of losing this next election. You know, maybe they're their friends. Maybe they need a target to distract from their 13 years of failings. And maybe trans people are just a convenient, you know, pawn in that.
Yes. You talked about the manicures there, but you've done loads of brilliant ideas. What I love about what you do, it's really, really simple and it's really, really effective. Can we talk a bit about the self-defense classes? Because I love them. So just explain what they are.
So they're about to start. I've just done a launch party to like kick off everything. But basically, trauma again, trigger warning. And again, it's about finding some good in things. That's literally like the theme that's going to run through this whole thing. Because even Nail Transphobia, the reason I started that was the thing that really kicked me to start is being attacked. I was attacked at a bus stop. And that was the time that I'd been getting shit every single day, all day, every day up until then. But it was the physical attack that I was like, fuck me. And there was like no allies around. Like there was a whole bus stop of, this is pre-night tube. So it was like a nighttime thing. On the day of my name change, about 30 people at a bus stop and no one like intervenes, like even in the lead up to it becoming physical.
Wow.
Anyway, so that started like that. And the same with the self-defense classes. I was attacked on the tube. It was like a public transport thing as well. There's something in that, the word transport. I don't know. There's a campaign around that. Anyway, I was on the train. A guy spat on my face. I took him to court. I got no justice. I got told off more than him, if anything, because I filmed my attack, which I would have thought is the standard thing to do. So you can prove they're not lying, because he tried to lie and say he didn't do it. But obviously I had it on film, so he had to say he did it.
Yeah.
But then I got really told off by the judge. I got misgendered in court after a 3-day trial around my case, where everyone knows it's a trans person who's been attacked. I come into court and they say, please sit down here, sir. And I'm like, have you all been fucking listening? Like, is it, what? Honestly, that is a thing that I still can't get over that. Anyway, point being, I like had this anger in me. And this is what I was saying earlier. I can't put into words how much I wanted to die in the cab home from that trial, where I was with my mom and I could cry thinking about it. I literally wanted to die. I felt like I could explode with how much fire and anger was in me. And I just, I'm so upset thinking about it. I don't think about this anymore because I'd use the humor. But like, I remember just like sitting in my bed and just being completely silent and for like days. the treatment, the justice, lack of justice, was worse than the attack. I remember after the attack, I did the same. I just sat in the shower for like hours and then just sat in bed for the whole next day. I was like a zombie. But this was 10 times worse because I was like, the people who are supposed to be helping me aren't even helping me. And I just couldn't believe it. Maybe that's really naive of me, but I was like, if they're not going to help us, bitch, we're going to learn how to help ourselves. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next time this comes around, there's no, I'm going to film you attacking me. It's pop, 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 pop. It's Bad Girls Club. I'm from Labrook Grove and I don't miss. I'm a council state girl and I wish I'd done that the first time, but I tried to be the good victim and do the right thing. Next time you're getting spat on. We need to take it into our own hands and we need, if people aren't protecting us, we need to learn how to protect ourselves. And it's ridiculous that 10 years into transition, as someone who's been attacked before, someone who gets like verbal shit all day, every day, I'm like, why do I not know how to like actually like self-defense, not like Bad Girls Club swinging, but like I should know how to defend myself. And none of my trans friends have ever gone to a self-defense class. I feel scared to go to one of those classes. Like, they're usually like in a stinky dark gym with like a manly Krav Maga teacher who's probably going to misgender me. The staff at the front of the gym are probably going to misgender me. So even to get to the class, I'm probably facing all this transphobia that I'm nervous about. I want to make self-defense classes that trans feminine people, non-binary people and trans women, and even trans men who are feminine, but like are going to want to come to and are going to feel safe in. You're not going to be misgendered on the front desk because my mum's going to be at the front of the event letting you in or something like that, or I don't know. And then I've got a trans self-defense trainer.
Great.
Won't be in a gym, so you're not going to be facing them, the bro dudes coming in and out of the gym. It'll be in like a self-contained space. It'll be a massive community element to it as well. We'll be having Beyonce playing while we're doing it. You can come dressed up because likely you're not going to be wearing leggings and a vest. If you were to get attacked, you'd be wearing your heels.
You're good. Exactly.
That's actually a really good idea. It's basically like a party, but at the party we're all learning how to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's going to be sick. And then there'll be a community element afterwards where we bring some softness in and like kind of have the community element and can like challenge transphobia in that way as well.
That's really cool. Just going back a bit, we're told the NHS is for everyone. We have a judicial system for everyone. If something bad happens, on the whole, it will be made right by the justice system. Mm-hmm. But then you're going down these routes, putting your faith in these systems, and they're just spitting you out the other side and not allowing you stuff that, you know, you're essentially on, let alone all the other stuff you pay your taxes for. But what I love is that your response in this instance is actually really a great solution that is still not hitting back in a way. You know what I mean? It's just defending yourself. I mean, I know there's other versions where like, it's not always that placid from you, Charlie, but I think it's great and it's needed and it was sort of staring us all in the face. So when is your first one?
I haven't got a date. It was actually going to be on the anniversary, which was this week just gone. But then that's when all the shit kicked off with the Daily Mail stuff. I just couldn't have done it at the same time, but sometime soon, definitely before Pride. So if you're a trans feminine person, keep your eye out for Charlie's Self-Defense Angels. Hiya!
What do people need to do?
You can sign up via charliesselfdefenseangels.com.
Oh, great.
But yeah, and then you'll see us. You'll know it's happening.
We'll just feel it. You know, in like Batman, when they do like a light in the cloud.
But a penis in the sky. No, I'm joking. No. A tea.
That's the end of part one, chat with Charlie Craggs. Go listen to part two, it's on the feed. Get involved.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.